Arizona Guy Pitty here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
What a delicious Saturday afternoon it is here, fellow foodies. We are so excited to be broadcasting live from one of the hot spots in downtown Tucson. And when we are celebrating the culture, when we're celebrating the cuisine and the cocktails of Japan, there is one place that we love to call home. It's going to be our sandbox to play in for the next hour. We're broadcasting live right now from Oban on 4th and Congress in the heart of downtown Tucson. Happy hour is officially underway. We have $2 off every single classic cocktail in the bar book, and that bar book is an international bestseller. We've got some great small plates. We got Fuku wings. We have jalapeno albacore. We even have their famous tataki maki in the house. We've got Marley Palmer shaking and stirring behind the bar. We've got Chef Kramer fixing it up in the back of the house. They're all going to be joining us on this live broadcast from Oban. Come on down here and party with us before kickoff at Arizona Stadium. But here returning to the very coveted celebrity co-host slot is a man who loves the green, is a man who shares a passion for whiskey, and every time we're talking about whiskey at the center of the glass, we love to bring him on. He is fellow whiskey enthusiast and a senior member of the communications and community affairs team for Tucson Medical Center. Put your hands together, everybody, for the Honorable Jim Martin is in the house. Jim, how are you, brother?
Matt, it's a pleasure to be here again, and a pleasure again to be talking about whiskey.
I mean, just when don't we like to talk about whiskey, Jim Martin?
Well, the only thing better than talking about whiskey, of course, is sampling whiskey.
Yes, and I feel like we've got spirits and surround sound here at Oban. The first time you were on this show, we were broadcasting live from Pita Jungle, and you were talking about your love of the grain, about spirits, and you were focusing specifically, Jim, on those kinds of whiskeys that don't require you to spend a ton of money. You debunked the myth, Jim Martin, that you have to spend a ton of money to enjoy a great whiskey. We tasted our way through a spectrum of spirits that day. Now we're here talking about some of your favorite grains in the glass. That is the wonderful world of barley, and we're celebrating single malt today, right?
That's right, single malt whiskey, and the single malt whiskeys, of course, come from Scotland and are called what we all know to be Scotch. So there's a lot of different things to know about Scotch and a lot of things that make it unique. And it's not just that it comes from Scotland, but it's the things that they do to it, the preparation. We'll talk about in a minute, but the two other things, of course, are the geography and climate, and lastly, it's the water that makes it so unique. You could take all of the ingredients, all of the processes, and transport them anywhere around the world, and you'd have a great expression, but you wouldn't have the unique flavors that you have that come right out of Scotland because of that unique climate.
So would you suggest that the way that we use the word terroir in sense of place in wines, where we think about soil and climate and geography and temperature and those kinds of things, those elements as well help to define what the grain does in a glass of single malt, right?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Everything from the way that the process they go about with germination in terms of the malting the barley, all the way to the type of casks that they use and where they place the casks as they age. Now, last time we talked about American whiskeys. We talked specifically about bourbon.
Right.
And the great thing about Scotch is you can't have good Scotch without bourbon, because by their own law in Scotland, in order to be called Scotch, it has to be aged for 3 years minimum in oak barrels that were previously used to age bourbon whiskey.
And that's an American wood. That's American barrels, right?
That's correct.
So you see you see a lot of white oak going across the pond to find their way happily resting in a distillery on either the Speyside, Highlands, Lowlands, Isla. Take your pick.
Exactly. And you mentioned the other thing about Scotland that just makes their whiskey so unique is they have five distinct areas, and every whiskey from every different area is going to taste dramatically different. The most popular is Speyside. You'll hear that with your most popular expressions, Glenfiddich, Glenlivet, etc. You also have the Lowlands, which are triple distilled like Irish whiskeys, very smooth.
Right, right.
You have the Highland whiskeys like the Glenmorangie. I happened to hand a bottle to you last time.
Yeah, sadly, didn't last very long at the Russell House.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that. That means you enjoyed it. You have the Island whiskeys, and then you have whiskeys from the island of Isla. It is an island, too, but it's so unique, and the tastes are so robust. It has a a classification onto its own. More specifically, in the British Isles, you'll find that the Islay whiskies are the most popular.
The most popular. Now, speaking of popularity of whiskeys, you know, you are a pretty popular fixture on the local whiskey scene, and I'm curious where your whole passion, the whole whiskey story began with you. I mean, does this go back to your younger years, fascinated about what the grain can do in a glass?
Well, believe it or not, this is a classic Tucson story, of course. About 15 years ago, my father had actually purchased tickets to a whiskey tasting at a local restaurant, and he said, "You know what, I can't make it. Would you like to go?" I said, "Sure, where is it?" He said, "Well, it's a restaurant a little further up north. Great place." He said, "It's at Cafe Terracotta." I said, "I know that place." And of course, the proprietor there was the wonderful Michael Luria, who's sitting next to me
who's
today.
Going to be joining us a little bit later on
That's
the show.
Right.
What wonderful synchronicity. So that was that moment at the whiskey tasting dinner that you really fell in love with barley.
It became a passion. It was one of those things where as the curator began and opened up a bottle and poured the whiskeys forth, I had a little taste here and there, and I thought, oh, am I really going to taste anything? And I was surprised not only that I tasted something, I could identify flavors, but it was flavors that other people identified as well.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised. If it's something that you think, oh, this is too highbrow for me, all of the whiskeys taste the same, I encourage you to give it a try. And like we said last time, you don't have to spend a lot of green to really enjoy a bottle.
All right, well, you said give it a try, and I've never been one to question Jim Martin when it comes to whiskey. You've laid out a couple of expressions of the grain for us to try, two distinct single malts that you have lovingly presented before us. What are we tasting now?
Well, these are two of my favorites, and they are, again, they're both single malt Scotch whiskeys, but the tastes are going to be completely different. One is the Glenfiddich 15-year Solera Reserve, and they finish it, you know, in a couple of different what they call butts. And these butts or barrels come from not just American oak, but they come from a standard oak that has not been used to age American whiskey, and they come from sherried casks.
Right.
So it's gathered and vatted in the Solera tradition, just like a wine, and it has a very smooth taste. It has summer fruits in there. It's kind of a bright, fun scotch that you can drink any time of the year with almost any meal.
Just a gorgeous scotch. We got about 30 seconds. Tell us about this big, lovely pledge to Pete-dom.
You got it. This one has an odd name called Laphroaig. It's from the island of Islay. It's very heavily peated. When
yes,
they
sir.
Kiln that barley, they use a great deal of peat smoke. It's aged in barrels right next to the ocean, literally on the shore, and you can taste brine, grass, iodine, very unique flavors that at first pass you might say, not for me, but when you pick up the glass again, I guarantee you'll be hooked.
I can tell you, there, if anybody would be offended by that particular experience, they're certainly not listening to the show, I assure you. These are two distinct, lovely, delicious single malts that Jim Martin has brought for us to enjoy. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour here on our live broadcast from Tucson Medical Center, the Senior Communications and Community Affairs team. Jim Martin, fellow whiskey enthusiast, thanks so much for hanging out with us, Jim.
My pleasure.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, there's another little connection that you and Michael Luria have. Not only the fact that his restaurant years ago served as the destination for your discovery of scotch, but also the Children's Museum Tucson has brought you together again, and there's an event coming up here shortly that's going to bring this entire community together. We're going to be talking to Michael about it. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate. Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time, a special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house-made pasta, and a five-cheese bechamel, and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live, celebrating the culture and the cocktails and the cuisine of Japan here at the epicenter of all things Asian in Southern Arizona. We're live at Oban on 4th and Congress in downtown Tucson. Happy hour is well underway. We have $2 off every single classic cocktail in that famous bar book. We got some great small plates. I think happy hour ends at 6 o'clock, so come on down here and join us as we gear up for an exciting night downtown. Back with our celebrity co-host from Tucson Medical Center, fellow whiskey guy, Jim Martin, making our way through the glasses like there's hardly a tomorrow, sir.
I like that. I also like whiskey guy. I like that moniker.
Right, let's trademark that.
I need an email with that now.
We were talking about the Children's Museum of Tucson just before we went on to a commercial break. We're going to be bringing Michael Luria on here in just a minute. You're on the board of the Children's Museum Tucson.
I am. I'm a board member of Children's Museum Tucson. I'm the chair of this year's fundraising event called Evening of Play. And as Michael's going to tell you exactly what's going on this year, every year I can tell you it's just an incredible event. If you're a foodie, if you enjoy unique adult libations, and even the entertainment is just one of a kind. I'm very fortunate I get to go to a lot of events like this throughout the year, and while we really, all of us, are fortunate to have so many great events to sponsor so many great charitable organizations throughout the community. I have to say this has always been my favorite. And that's maybe the reason you should go, but what I want to share with you is the reason why you want to go. For me, and where this really comes together, is about my son. My son, Aiden, who's about to turn 7 next week, when he was almost 2, he was stricken with something called acute post-viral encephalomyelitis. And what that means in English is his immune system is attacking his brain. And he lost his ability to walk. He unfortunately lost some other motor skills, which we were able to regain. And as we have had a journey through recovery, part of that, unfortunately for Mr. Aiden, has involved behavior as well. Behavior has been a challenge in some ways, and especially when he was young. When he was about 3 years old, I reached out to a friend of mine, Greg Taylor, who's also on
Greg
the board.
Well, yeah.
And a great man, if I can say so. I was telling him about some of the challenges my wife and I were having, and he recommended we go to the Children's Museum. And, you know, Mr. Aiden, who's just so wonderful, was just having so much trouble at that time, and it wouldn't be uncommon for us to try and hold him, and he would still be crying for 8 to 10 hours at a time. And you might say, wow, that must have been hard for the parents. Okay, but it was really hard for Aiden. What made it more difficult was, of course, anywhere we would go, folks in public, naturally, they wouldn't have that understanding of the background and what's happening. So on our way down to the Children's Museum, I think I probably turned around maybe 2 or 3 times and ultimately decided to go. You know, when Aiden walked in, everything changed. I saw a giggle. I saw a smile that I hadn't seen in a long time. And he had a great afternoon. It was like a different child.
And you knew right then and there that the Children's Museum in Tucson is more than just a place, a building. It's an encounter. It's an experience.
Right.
It's a place where there can be laughter and life and movement and dynamic experiences. And from that moment for your little guy, that made the difference.
His neurologist explained all of the science to me, how the neuropaths in the brain are electrified, are on overdrive when a child is happy, when a child is learning at the same time, and how that helps them learn, retain things, and makes them want to learn more. And that's something I don't understand, all of those things, but I do understand the power of play, and I do understand that this unique opportunity for all the kids in Tucson is something that we want to ensure through events like this is accessible to everyone.
That is beautiful, and what a wonderful segue. We're talking about the power of play. It is immeasurable, and there is a man who sits at the center of play in this community. He's the Executive Director of Children's Museum Tucson, here to tell us a little bit about how we adults can enjoy a little play downtown, Mr. Michael Luria. Michael, how are you? Welcome back.
I am terrific. Thank you for having me here. It's so great to be here, and on the Whiskey Show, no less.
I mean, it's all the stars are aligned, and what a beautiful story about Aiden and the impact that a place that you go to every day and you call it work, you're making an immeasurable difference in lives of kids and families.
You know, I think all of us that are associated with the Children's Museum, whether you're on the board or staff, we are so grateful to be part of an organization that is able to do what we do for children and their families in our community. We love it. We call it work, but it's really not work.
Indeed, a little bit of play, too. I know there are people from the Children's Museum community all over the world that come down to Tucson, and I've run into you, from time to time, and you're hosting leaders in this entire industry, this entire community, to show them what is working and what's happening right here in Tucson. It's world class.
Well, we love sharing notes with each other about what we do in our own communities, and we're very giving, and it's a great industry, great community to be part of.
Okay, evening of play.
Evening of play.
This is a big moment, a big deal. I think one of the most delicious events and one of the most interesting backdrops against which to enjoy, as Jim said, some wonderful cuisine, some wonderful cocktails. Yeah. Get us current with what's going on in the evening of play.
It's a great opportunity to come out and not only support the Children's Museum, but as an adult, have some play yourself. Have some fun. Get on that police motorcycle with your martini. Go explore our brand new exhibit called A Sense of Place that just opened a couple weeks ago. It's on Saturday, October 13th at 6:30 at night. We have, and this is a show about food and beverages, and we have both. So excited to say that we have great restaurants participating again, including Oban, where
of
we
course,
are today.
They're huge. They say yes to everything. I love it.
Absolutely. So Oban's there, Maynard's in the Cup, El Charo Charo Steak. We had a lot of duels, Commoner and Prep, Contigo, PY Steakhouse, Playground, Riley Pizza is new this year, so we're happy to have them. And what I love about it is the diversity of food and the culinary experiences you're going to have. So, Matt, I know you're going to be all about this. You can go from mac and cheese that the Playground is going to serve.
Yes, please.
All the way to foie gras donuts from PY Steakhouse and Chef Ryan Clark.
Wait a minute. Foie gras donuts?
You heard me right.
If that's not Ryan Clark, three-time Iron Chef Ryan Clark, I don't know what is. So how is the whole kind of event staged? Do you go from kind of booth to booth, get off the police motorcycle with your martini?
That's right.
Be careful not to spill, and work your way around the circuit
you
of
do,
restaurants?
You do. We have restaurants set up inside the museum, of course, in different of our galleries, but also outside in the courtyard. It's a flow event. There's no program. It's not a sit-down dinner. You come, you enjoy, you go and explore the museum, you explore all these restaurants. In addition to that, we have a beer garden with four local breweries that are going to be there. And talking about whiskey, now we've been talking about Scotland. We're going to bring it a little closer to home.
Yes.
Batch is going to be there. They're going to have donuts served with Whiskey Del Bac.
Single malt and donuts. How's that for a pairing, Jim Martin?
Oh, just incredible. I've had the good fortune of trying this before, and they really marry together.
Well. Okay, you know what? And I love Batch downtown. I mean, you just can't get great whiskey and donut pairings these days. That's the place to come. So when is the event happening? Evening of play? This is your fifth annual?
This is our eighth annual.
You've been doing this for
eight years.
8 years,
and it is on Saturday, October 13th, 6:30 p.m. start. Tickets are only $125. So you think about that.
And then you pay for the food once you get there?
No, it's all included. It's $125. That's all the food, all the whiskey and donuts you can enjoy.
All right, now careful now, Michael Luria.
Yeah.
All the whiskey you can enjoy.
Well, until the barrel runs dry,
okay,
right?
Okay, right. Yeah. Well, if Jim and Matt are going, yeah.
We're getting there promises. Early, right?
Yeah. Okay, October the 13th, 6:30 at the Children's Museum.
Yep.
Entertainment, vibrancy, wonderful, great cocktails, great cuisine.
Lots of entertainment, lots of activity. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to dress up. You can. It's a little bit of everything. It's very Tucson. So it's just a great opportunity to spend a few hours downtown enjoying great food, great libations. Our signature Platini cocktail is being done by Series 19, and it's called Mount Lemonade. And that's all I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay. And I want to tell the other part of that story, but yeah. I will not do yeah. that. Okay, the Mount Lemonade has a wonderful spirit that anchors that, and I'm not going to say what it is. You got to go to the event to find it out. How can people get tickets, Michael?
They can get tickets online at childrensmuseumtucson.org.
It's that easy. Childrensmuseumtucson.org. Yep. Go to Evening of Play, and perhaps the best thing about this entire experience is this supports the programs, the experiences, the fun, the adventure, the activity that Jim Martin was talking about that made such a huge difference in his son's life and in his family's life. That's what we are doing, and you really provide the great experience for us to kind of play a little bit ourselves.
Well, thank you. We're so excited. We can't wait to eat, drink, and explore the museum ourselves.
That's what we do. Well, come on down and go to the Children's Museum again, October the 13th, 6:30 p.m., Evening of Play, and play you will. Go to childrensmuseumtucson.org for tickets and information. Michael, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and thanks to our sponsors. And when we come back, I think Marley Palmer is here. She's going to be doing some shaking and stirring Japanese style in this live broadcast from On the Menu Live. We'll be right back, fellow foodies.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But there's so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Fellow foodies, you're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell and celebrity co-host Jim Martin broadcasting live from Oban on the corner of 4th and Congress, having an absolute blast. Happy hour, again, is officially underway. $2 off every single classic cocktail in this international best-selling bar book. We got some great small plates as well. Happy hour, I think one of the most creative happy hours downtown. And here we are celebrating the rich culture, the cuisine, and, of course, the cocktails of Japan. And I think representing some of the most creative cocktail expressions here at Oban. I want to bring her back. She was on with us about a couple of years ago. Her life hasn't been the same since. She shakes, she stirs, she muddles, she marvels. She's one of the behind-the-bar bustlers here at Oban. Put your heads together for our very good friend, Marley Palmer. Marley, what's going on, girlfriend?
Not too much. How's it going?
So happy to see you back here, girl. I mean, it's not every day where you can, like, walk away from the bar, sit down, and just kind of hang out for a few minutes.
True.
I mean, it's like watching you work is like dinner and a show, for crying out loud. I mean, look at them, like, all the muddling and the shaking and the stirring you do. But I love the cocktail story here at Oban, because it's not just single spirit, take a gun out, throw some tonic on that, and call that a cocktail experience. You guys take your cocktailing very seriously, and I know there's a lot of play involved, which is great. We were just talking about an evening of play, but there's a lot of play involved. But your cocktail menu has really attracted a huge following around this community.
Hope so, yeah.
So what's the spirit behind this creativity? I mean, how does this all come together?
It kind of depends. Everything is a little bit different. For the menu that we have currently, I kind of tried to get some culinary influence from different regions around Southeast Asia, using different ingredients or cuisine, just from my own personal experience and from some research. Kind of a big menu, as you can see if you've checked it out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it almost works.
A little bit intimidating.
like a binder, a three-hole punch.
Yes,
it's pretty big. Pretty creative. Now, do you use various regions sort of across Asia to inspire each cocktail? Is that how it's kind of organized here?
Yeah, I mean, every menu is a little bit different. We've kind of gone with different themes for every menu, but this one in particular, I put together this menu. And, yeah, I mean, so if you are familiar with the menu at all, there's a little bit of a key at the bottom here. So there's a couple drinks from various regions throughout Southeast Asia. So I've got two drinks from Cambodia, two from Vietnam. I have three from Thailand, two from South Korea, two from Japan, and two from China.
Okay, now, so did you have to talk to Brandon Katz and say, look, I'm going to need some airfare, and I'm going to need some per diem. You need to send me over to Asia because I got some R&D to do. I mean, how do you draw from the traditions of Asia? I mean, Cambodia, inspiration on a cocktail? How in the world do you do that?
So my mom lives in Cambodia for half of the year. So I've spent a good amount of time there. I've spent a decent amount of time in most of the places here, actually. I've lived in Southeast Asia for 6 months, and then I've spent probably like a combined 4 months there just traveling around as well.
Wow.
So a lot of it's from personal experience, and then some of it just from research to kind of expand on that. But a lot of this is just driven from, you know, different food that I've eaten there or different ingredients that I've seen that I've never seen used in a drink before. So,
right.
I mean, most of it is culinary-based.
Well, we're going to take a little bit of a tour across Asia and have you give us some examples of the kinds of things that we're talking about.
Sure.
We do have to take a quick news break. And thanks to our sponsors. We're going to come back with Marley Bomber. And shortly thereafter, we're going to be welcoming to his On the Menu Live debut. Chef Kramer is in the house. But in the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com. This just in from the On the Menu Live news desk, our friends at Quail Distributing have just announced that they're on the lookout for their next account manager to join their Southern Arizona team. That's right, one of Arizona's premier beverage partners for restaurants and retailers alike is in hot pursuit of a self-motivated sales professional with a competitive edge. Someone with a passion and knowledge of fine wine, craft beer, and spirits who will represent their portfolio with pride. Does this sound like you? Send your cover letter and resume to partnerforsuccess@quailaz.com to be considered for this amazing opportunity to join the team at Quail Distributing, a company that represents some of my favorite brands. That's partnerforsuccess@quailaz.com. We'll be toasting the successful candidate soon on this very show. So get your cover letter and resume to partnerforsuccess@quailaz.com today.
Live, and this is Matt Russell and celebrity co-host Jim Martin coming to you live from the epicenter of Japanese culture and cuisine and cocktails. Where else, Jim Martin, but Oban, 4th and Congress in the heart of downtown Tucson. Having a great time. You know what? We would not be able to have a great time were it not for the help of our sponsors. I would not have the blessing, the privilege, the joy of coming to you live every single Saturday at 5 o'clock and celebrating what we love about the local food and beverage scene. Were it not for our very loyal sponsors, I want you to get to know them. I want you to thank them. I want you to spend money with them and say, you know what? I'm a part of this local conversation. I'm so glad that you enable On the Menu Live to come on the air every single week. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Ambiance Pool Service, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, Quail Distributing, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, and Russell Public Communications. A big round of applause for all of our sponsors. Thanks so much. We are back here with the honorable, as I call her, one of the behind-the-bar bustlers here at Oban, Marley Palmer, hanging out with us, telling us about how geography actually inspires the cocktail experience here at Oban. And Marley, you were saying that Cambodia, Vietnam, you know, Korea, these all kind of have their unique tastes and traditions, and you think it's kind of fun to manifest those on the cocktail list, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So what do we think? How do you cocktail in Cambodia? If I want to come to Oban and say, you know, Marley, I want to experience Cambodia at the on my palate, and I want to have that kind of wonderful Oban expression in the cocktail side, what does Cambodia look like here in the glass?
So one of my favorite things when I was there was getting fresh green peppercorns. So
oh,
if you think about pepper, you know, often dried, super spicy.
Right.
But when you get them fresh, young peppercorns on the stalk, they have a whole different flavor, pretty vegetal, really unique, and it's served more like a vegetable than it is like a seasoning. So one thing I really wanted to do was bring that flavor profile into a drink, which you can find in the Young Lust.
That's the name of the cocktail.
Yes, that
Young
is the
Lust.
Name of the cocktail.
Is there a story with that? I mean, I like naming cocktails is just as fun as the R&D behind them.
Sometimes it's intimidating. For me, it was intimidating this time around. Sometimes if the name comes first, it's easy. If you have to come up with the name after, it's a little bit harder. These are all song titles.
Exactly. What about Vietnam?
I took the easy way out there.
What does Vietnam look like in a cocktail?
So that one, I would say the Easy Lover is going to be basically my interpretation of a pho cocktail.
Yes.
So I have hoisin.
And not a pho cocktail.
No, a pho cocktail.
A pho. Thank you.
Yes.
Authenticity is demanded here at Oban.
So that one I do hoisin sauce infused bourbon.
Oh, my gosh.
With cilantro syrup, jalapeno tincture, lime juice, soda water. And then we have basil blossom on the top, just for some aroma.
Hoisin sauce infused bourbon, Jim Martin.
Oh.
So it's the soup drink.
How do you
a
even
soup
begin?
Drink in a good way, I hope.
Now, my wife said that the first cocktail my wife ordered when she got here actually had a peanut infused tequila.
Yes.
Are you out of your mind, Marley Palmer?
Yeah, that was a Thai infused drink. That was, Thai inspired drink. With peanut-infused tequila, it's got papaya-infused coke americano, it's got some chive oil and red chili oil as well. That one is inspired by a traditional Thai papaya salad.
Oh, just a little chive oil in the cocktail, Jim.
Amazing.
Yes.
Okay,
amazing.
So this is the kind of thing we're talking about. We're talking about traditions. We're talking about story. We're talking about play. We're talking about culture. And all of those can work together beautifully when we're talking about shaking and stirring behind the bar. Fellow foodies, come on down here to Oban. Meet Marley Palmer. Get to know her. Ask her to manifest before you the artistry that she has created with this great cocktail menu. Marley Palmer, thank you so much for everything
you
do.
You
might go back and tell Brandon you need to go back to Vietnam and to Thailand and to Cambodia to just
definitely
make sure that everything is remaining consistent quality-wise. But thank you so much, Marley.
Thanks so
Always
much.
Fun hanging out with you.
Thanks, you as well.
And
Matt,
I've got
to tell you, one of the really unique things about it, not just the cocktails, which obviously have these really unique flavors. I can't wait to try these. But as I'm looking over my shoulder here at their whiskey selection, is one of the best I have ever seen.
It's legit. Yep. I'm telling you.
It's incredible.
It's all Matt Martinez right there.
Yes.
Came up with an amazing back bar.
From A to Z, from all over the world, they have the largest selection of Japanese malt whiskeys that I've ever seen anywhere.
Yeah, and having the largest selection of, typically if you're going to find one, it's one. And you got to reach behind, you know, four or five other selections to grab it. You guys are kind of celebrating the entire portfolio.
Absolutely.
Of Japanese whiskeys. Okay. Absolutely. Great point, Jim. Thanks. So when we do our cocktailing, we work up a hunger. We work up, we get pretty hungry. And whenever Chef Creamer is in the house, everything, all of our troubles just melt away. Because he presides in the back of the house. He is the executive chef for Oban Tucson. Put your hands together for Chef Kramer. What's going on, brother?
Not much, Matt. How are you?
I'm so happy to be here, man. I've been wanting to get you on the show for a long time. I had to work my way through the paparazzi, work my way through your, you know, your deep bench of publicists. Finally got you right here, and I'm so thrilled that you're here. Long a fan of your story and of what you guys are doing here at the center of the plate. Here at Oban, let's get to know you a little bit better, though. Where did your story begin? I mean, your love of food, your passion for the culinary arts. Take us back to that day.
I mean, that definitely all has to go back to my mom. I mean,
isn't
mom always
beautiful?
Making sure we had, you know, home-cooked meals at night. We always had to be home for dinner. No exceptions. Didn't matter what we were doing, we had to be there.
Do you remember that, Jim Martin?
Yes,
that was the only thing we ever heard from mom and dad.
By the time the light came on outside.
Right.
We
almost had cell phones at that point.
So. But in the Kramer house, coming home for dinner was something you guys raced back home. You weren't saying, oh, come on, mom, I need 5 more minutes. You were running back home. Home-cooked meals every night in the Kramer house.
Indeed.
What did mom love to make?
Just about everything. She's a vegetarian, so she always made sure we were eating healthy and stuff like that. I remember her 3 beans. Salad being better than anything else, quattro fromage pastas, and stacked quesadilla. She'd do it all.
Mama Kramer just hitting it out of the park.
Oh, the best.
So what was your first cooking job? What was the first
The very first cooking job was Chiba Hut.
Right on.
Yeah, just down the street from us down here downtown. Okay. So
great sandwich.
Yeah,
great experience.
Sandwich,
right?
Wonderful time.
Yeah, exactly right. So what was the one thing on the menu there at Chiba Hut that you just loved to make, you loved to eat?
Oh, I mean, sandwich, right?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that was really about it. We would get down and dirty, and, you know, experimentation was key at a place like Chiba Hut.
Yeah, but you ascended to the pinnacle of your culinary career here at Oban, getting to work with Fukushu Restaurant Concepts, getting to work with the great Catsby himself, Brandon Katz. What was that moment like when you got the call to suit up to come work here?
It was great. I'd been bouncing around, you know, as most people do in this industry, and kind of finding a place to call home with people that I respect and people that I've really been wanting to work for a while. Not just Katz, but of course Chef Paulo.
Right.
Hopefully
on.
He's out there listening
now.
Yeah,
of course he is. Follow him. Now he's kind of brand chef then for
he
the
He is
the
now
Oban?
Brand chef. Yes.
Okay.
So we have multiple locations and more coming soon. So he's kind of heading that movement, which is great because it leaves me here to kind of focus on this one restaurant and make sure Oban's great the way he left it.
It's enough work to keep you busy, though, I'll tell you.
You bet.
So what does Oban stand for? I mean, I know that 3 years ago, you know, the team came together and they said, we want to do something fresh, something fun, something a little bit different. When you think sushi, I think we all kind of have our heads wrapped around a concept, a particular story, an expression. But you've taken that kind of conventional, traditional homage to the symbol of sushi, and you guys have completely grown a whole other story beyond that. What does Oban stand for now, 3 years into the game?
I mean, Oban is, I mean, what it has been since day one, right? Traditional styles with as weird of a twist as we can put on it. Paulo and I, every time we get together, we always want to say, let's make Oban weird. What can we do to kind of twist it? What can we do to change it? You know, traditional is great. We have lots of traditional items, but the things that shine on our menu are the things that we get weird with.
Now, would you say, when you say they shine on your menu, are you encountering more and more guests that come to Oban because they've heard that there's this little funk? They've heard that there's this little weird, as you said, your word, because I don't want Brandon calling me saying, you called Oban weird, buddy. What's up? But people, you've kind of created that as part of the brand. People are coming here wondering how weird things can actually be.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
yeah.
why I come here.
Yeah.
Why That's why
you?
I come here. It's not your typical, you know, you get out your soy, you put on your wasabi, and dip, eat, repeat. It's not... It is so. We better talk about this food soon, though, Matt, because I'm going to eat it. It just looks so extraordinary.
So you're going to have to show a little bit of restraint, Jim Martin, because I've got a couple more. Well, you know what? Go ahead. I'm going to take some pictures here. When it comes to the menu, though, I mean, sushi certainly is anchors the menu here. When I first interviewed Paulo M. For my culinary and cocktail column for Inside Tucson Business, he told me about ramen, and it kind of it demystified ramen for me because I went to college. I remember ramen. I remember ramen and the bricks that you loaded the grocery cart with. You know, I had I was a bartender at the bum steer. I brought all my dollar bills into the Safeway and bought enough ramen to get me through the semester. You reimagined and redefined ramen here, and that really is how you treat the entire menu from top to bottom.
I mean, it's all about key ingredients and, taking those twists. So, like, with our ramen program, we not only have some of the best noodles you'll ever find in the United States, we have amazing bone broth straight from Japan, and then our additives are unique, and we do a house-braised pork shoulder, we do a house-braised pork belly, we have Naruto Maki, we have custom-made house oils like black garlic and red chili. We make things unique. We make it the Oban.
Okay, the broth, you said that comes from...
Yes, we do get a bone marrow broth straight from Japan.
Okay, so you can tell the difference. That these are the kinds of things. They spare no expense, Jim.
You can
cut corners when it comes to ramen, trust me.
Yes.
But come to Oban and experience ramen the way I think God intended it to be. Right? Because it's a very spiritual experience. I think when you're thinking about the slurping and the beauty and the gift, really, and when you're thinking about Marley Palmer, who's a gift in and of herself. I mean, let's just be serious. Cocktail, I consider it a gift whenever I come here because it's taking a taste of tradition that I'm not going to find anywhere else. And that's just as obvious behind the bar as it is in the back of the house. So much fun. So Jim wants to eat.
All right.
I think I've tortured him long enough. So you brought out some things for us to try.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to actually ask Marley to talk about spontaneously and on the spot. She's like, uh-oh.
She's no notes on this one.
Because I love cocktail food pairings. I know we do a lot of beer pairings. I know we do a lot of wine pairings. Cocktails have a place on the pairing story at Oban. But where should we begin our tasting now, Chef?
All right. Well, I did notice we brought a lot of scotch to the table. And so yes. I brought out the Yuki salmon. And this is a whiskey man's delight of a nigiri.
What?
So we have a wonderful wild-caught salmon. And we're going to put it over a bed of sushi rice. Then we're going to top it with a ponzu cream and a little bit of fresh bonito flake and sliced white onions. The fattiness of this dish is superb, and it finishes with an almost smoky flavor to pair just perfectly with about any scotch you want to throw at you.
Okay. Can you... All right, pinch me.
Rare. Rarely will you find something that, if it tastes as anywhere near what he's described...
It tastes better.
It will be perfect.
Now, are you thinking that we do a little sip of scotch after we go in? Okay. What should we do, Jim? You poured something here for us?
Absolutely.
To try?
I would go through that. That actually is a 25-year scotch.
Oh,
that's
my.
25-year Tamantu, which is not available in the U.S., but a very, very unique and fun expression. Now, you got to tell me, how does it go?
That's just beautiful. And the fragrance of that malt. Coming right out. And what you said is 25 year?
25
year. I'm not worthy, Jim Martin. I'm not worthy. Okay, I'm going in. This is so I can't eat and talk at the same time. So you can do a play-by-play. Break down the ingredients and the flavor profiles on this again.
So a lot of that is in the ponzu cream, and that is a house-made ponzu cream, which is very unique. Ponzu is pretty difficult to make, a lot of citrus. We use specialized kelp that we get shipped in, and we use yuzu juice, which is like a lemon pepper. It is unique. We add a little mayo to it to give it a little creaminess and a little richness that kind of goes with the fish. And then the fresh bonito flakes on top are just going to add a little astringent value.
A little astringent value, he says. Well, Chef. Just another day at the office for Chef Creamer.
I've got to tell you, after tasting it, the only thing I've got to say is we were wrong.
Uh-oh.
We're wrong because there's not going to be a better dish, really, of any type that goes better with the whiskey that we're drinking right now.
I'm telling you what. I mean, I don't know how you were able to put that together so quickly. We got scotch on the table. You're bringing in this kind of inspired dish. The creaminess, that ponzu, and the freshness of that fish just works so well. The flavors play so well together. But you kept it. I mean, I know lots of big words, lots of tradition, lots of texture. But you've kept it. You haven't done anything to the anchor of the dish. You've kept it simple. You've kept it. It's profoundly simple.
And it's very clean.
It's not overthought. It's not overdone.
But it's
very clean.
The great thing about it, and I'm going to put on my whiskey snob hat a little bit. You know, the great thing is that ponzu actually cleanses your palate a little bit. So you're
nice,
right back
yeah.
where you started when you pick up your glass of whiskey, and you're going to enjoy every single flavor from the whiskey again.
Beautiful.
Incredible.
Okay. So where do we
Hats
even go from here, Chef?
Well, now that we are ready for the next round here, this is definitely a dish. Paulo's favorite and one of my favorites, and definitely the weirdness of Oban here. This is our spam bun.
You're my favorite.
You have Marley's favorite as well. You have a bao bun, which is a Chinese fluff bread. It's almost gelatinous in nature, and it's fluffy, very much like a cloud, you'll hear a lot of people say. We have some wonderful kimchi on the bottom, And then you have fried spam, which together is just great. The fattiness of the spam melts away as the kimchi kind of coats over your tongue. We have some house-made Sunamuno-style pickles, which is a Sugiro and mirin-soaked cucumber. We have some spicy mayo and a little green onion for that light finish there.
Jim.
Now, if you know
I
me,
dare you to say anything.
If you know me
Let's
at all.
Let's just go to a commercial. Don't
nobody, everybody knows. I don't have trouble talking about anything, but I can almost, I just can't find the words for this. This is so incredible. Just the burst of flavor from the spam. And what is the sauce that you have in here?
That is a spicy mayo. So we use a Togarashi chili and put it into our mayo with a few other special herbs and spices to make kind of a unique spicy mayo that you won't get anywhere else.
And it just, it feels good.
It does. The kind of the change between the texture of the bread and the meat as it goes into those crisp pickles and the onions and shallots here, it's great.
It's a symphony, and I just can't wait to take a bite of this because I want that fat moment that Creamer said I was going to get. The beautiful pillowy buoyancy of that bun followed by that beautiful rich fattiness from that spam. This is Japan, Jim Martin. Okay, so the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at winning an Oban gift card. I know Oban actually has a significant story in
yes.
and of itself in terms of the festival. And have you guys thought about something fun we can ask?
Yes, we have. So during the Oban Festival, which is very similar to our Day of the Dead, and Mexico's Day of the Dead, everybody's Day of the Dead, really, there is a celebration in Japan that's very similar to that. And they use something in order to guide their ancestors back home. What do the Japanese use?
Okay, so there is something that is used in the Oban Festival to guide the visitors back home. A very intentional thing that we want to know if you know the answer. And the first person that sends me a note right now with the right answer is going to get I think it's a $50
it's
gift
a $50.
Card. $50 to get as much creamer and Marley as you can possibly get and a glass on the plate on the menu live at gmail.com. On the menu live at gmail.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks for our sponsors. When we come back, I'm going to sink my teeth into this buoyancy, this beauty. I'm going to behold it all in this great spam bun. We're going to get back with Marley Palmer as well to talk to us a little bit about some of the cocktails that she think would do these kinds of dishes and flavors justice. Quick commercial break. Coming right back on the other side. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Hey, friends. You've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia. Telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Listening to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Oban, having more fun than human beings should be allowed to have, and that's typically how I roll when I'm with our celebrity co-host from Tucson Medical Center, Jim Martin, just lapping up that spam like a spam champ. Creamer, dude, I got to tell you, I don't know that I've had anything like that in my entire life.
I mean, that's all I want to hear.
That bun is crazy good. Is this like on the starter menu?
That is on, right on the menu, right front and center.
Okay, Archie, I think we should just take a moment and pause and thank the goodness that surrounds us, that spam is relevant in a cocktail and culinary conversation. It is! I did this show from the Maui Brewing Company in Maui a couple of years ago. I lugged all this radio stuff to the island. I broadcast live from the Maui Brewing Company, and, you know, they sell more spam
in Hawaii than any other state in the entire United States. Spam is a centerpiece on the center of the plate in Hawaii, and I love the fact that here in the mainland it's pork shoulder and ham.
Yep.
It's spam.
Right.
We celebrate the goodness. Now, just before we came back from our commercial break, Marley Palmer said, "I have a cocktail pairing prepared for you."
She would.
Now, so Marley Palmer, how do you even begin to wrap your head around a pairing with a spam bun?
I mean, I've never really thought about it as a pairing. Most of my drinks are derived from food in general, so they're
right.
meant to be somewhat balanced on their own. But if I were to pair a cocktail with a food item, it would have to be the spam bun with the gonggeum style.
style.
So also a Korean-influenced cocktail with a toasted sesame-infused vodka, some fresh raspberry, as well as syrup made from fresh raspberries and real sugar, togarashi, which also is in the spicy mayo, so that'll complement each other a little bit. Fresh lime and rice vinegar.
Do you guys make house calls? Do you guys, like, show up at someone's house? Can I hire the both of you just to show up? You don't have to do much. You just be who you are. Now, do you guys get together and kind of share stories on flavors and trends in the kitchen and flavors, trends, and ingredients behind the bar and just kind of have a little fun playing?
I mean, we spend a lot of time together.
Definitely.
We haven't gotten to curate much yet, but we are looking forward to it.
So, well, I think with a lot of the specials that we're hoping to come up, you'll see a little more communication between the front and the back of the house, and you'll see some really unique stuff, hopefully with pairings coming around.
Just because, you know, this is not a restaurant that's got an interesting bar, and this is not like a crazy killer bar that has something interesting happening in the back of the house.
Right.
Both the bar and the kitchen are two big rocks here at Oban. They stand, you know, proudly, symbolically, as the entire Oban experience. I mean, you can't come here and have dinner without getting started with these cocktails.
Without a doubt. What I would say is, you know, normally we say, hey, you're missing out if you don't come and try this, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to put it this way. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you if you don't come and have this experience here, really.
And what about the wings? People are talking about these fuku wings.
Oh, man. It was a close second for to bring out the plate, but we did revamp our wings. We are now doing a brine. A 12-hour brine, and then we're cooking them at a very high heat and then finishing them at a very low heat. The crisp on the edge of these skins is very unique. You will not get something crispy like this that is so fresh in the center. We've revamped our fuku sauce. It is now more accessible to other palates. It's creamy. It's rich, it's spicy, it's sweet, and it's sticky. It is very Korean-influenced.
Which we want our food to be.
Right.
So now, is it the brine that renders that extra crispy expression?
Yes, so we have a wonderful shell that forms around the protein, and then when you go to fry it, that shell gets thicker and crispier while the inside stays fresh and moist and just delicious.
So when you do a menu flip, are there certain things on the menu that you know are sort of sacrosanct that you had better not touch? And I'm hoping you say the street noodles are going nowhere. I mean,
there are more than a few house favorites that I know not to touch. But I think everything can be perfected on.
What are the house favorites? I mean, people come in here, you have defined the experience with several dishes on the menu. What are people coming here to eat?
That street noodle keeps the light on. The tataki maki also keeps the lights on. And those are two very unique, very special dishes that the cooks love to make. And there is some thought and effort into those and just gentle touches that really makes them unique.
Okay, so, Marley, we were talking about the spam bun pairing with that particular cocktail.
Yes, it's coming up right now.
Yeah, it's coming up. So, so this is it. Okay, so I'm going to take, again, all of these photos are going to be up on our Instagram gallery.
Of goodness,
I did save a bite of the spam bun. Jim, there you are.
Please.
Okay, so talk about the ingredients again, because I want to know, as you were imagining, when you're thinking about that beautiful fattiness of the spam and all the flavors that are woven into the dish on this beautiful steam bun, where are you thinking about going pairing-wise to make sure that activates the palate intentionally?
So as I said, I didn't really think about it until just now as a pairing. But togarashi has always been just an amazing seasoning for me. As soon as I tried it the first time, I was obsessed with the sesame component and the chili. I love it. So just trying to play on that with more toasted sesame, a little bit of fruitiness from the raspberry. I decided to use vodka to make it a little bit more accessible and maybe to get people who would normally order something more stationary to branch out a little bit and expand their palates.
What's the name of the cocktail?
This is the gonggeum style.
Okay, I don't know Jim Martin that I've ever had. Seriously. Here I am standing before you with the truth. I don't know that I've ever had a better food and cocktail combination pairing than this. Marley and Creamer, you guys did it. Absolutely. Hey, Marley Palmer shaking it up behind the back of the bar here. Chef Creamer changing lives every day from the back of the house. Love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Jim Martin from Tucson Medical Center, thank you so much for the gift that you bring, the story of the barley, and well, let's go have a whiskey sometime.
I'm looking forward to it.
Love it. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on my website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it is Matt Russell and Jim Martin reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Come on down. See us at O-Bar.